لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى. واللعنة على أعدائهم، أعداء الله، من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم، ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا، أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه فكرهتموه، واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, when I like to advise, I would advise myself as I feel more needy than anybody else. And let us look at the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran and follow those prescriptions provided by the Quran in order to have piety in our social life. As previously discussed in the previous sermons, that a society of brothers and sisters, or brotherhood and sisterhood, how we can maintain that, and what can be the obstacles in the path of this society or community of brothers and sisters. What can be the diseases for this important society? Islam wants to form a society that is society of close ones, loved ones, with a bonding of iman and faith. And in order to maintain that, there were many important commandments that were being given by Quran. And one of them is in this verse that I've recited from Surah Hujurat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O those who believe, ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann. One of the most important problems or disease of a society is the problem of suspicion and problem of spying. Unfortunately, in the past few years that has been increased a lot. When you go and travel through the airports, one of the announcements that probably everybody has heard, if you have seen any suspicious behavior, please report to the authorities. So that means that they are looking at everybody with a suspicion. and making a community of suspicion. Islam is a religion that would like to have peace in the community, and it would like to base its foundation on faith and iman and trust and belief. When we have society that is society of faith and society of iman, and Iman has its own benefits. In order to see suspicion, it can have three categories. That if we like to look at suspicion of the people, that can be divided into three categories. First category, sometimes people, they have su'izan about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a suspicion that we have about Allah. So you probably started thinking that how we can have suspicion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can have su'izan about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is that possible? Yes, it is. It is possible. Many times we do not have husnizan from Allah. We have su'izan about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let me give examples. My child has reached to the age of marriage, and he or she has to get married. And I started thinking that if I marry them at the moment, how they're going to sustain, how they're going to be living, and who is going to provide them the provision. Would they be able to sustain themselves? So this is a suspicion that we do not trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has asked in Quran, أَنْكِحُ الْأَيَّامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ وَإِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. You are not the planner of the life of people. If he is providing to you, if he is providing to your this child, what about if anybody is going to be added with that? He's going to be providing that as well. Why we have to keep waiting that he's going to get degree, and after degree he will have a job, then or maybe we are going to start a business, then we'll buy a house, and after that a young man is going to be married, or a young woman is going to be married. Or maybe for a woman, then a lady, that we start looking at a boy that is going to be sustainable, the person who is completely independent in his finance. We should be thinking that their parents have to provide a house to this lady, that before he goes, a house has also been bought. So if those are going to be conditions or preconditions of marriage, of course this marriage is going to take a long time, and after a long time then somebody is going to be getting married. This is su'izan about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have sometimes about Allah. Another point that it's increasing in the countries where we live, unfortunately, and I've heard from many young people, from the youth or those who got married, that they say that we don't want to have a child at the moment. We would like to wait until we have a degree, our certificate, and then we will plan for a child. So both they agreed upon that. Both of them made an agreement that inshallah for next 5 years we are not going to try to have a child because at the moment we cannot sustain a child. Or maybe there are some other reasons as well. Sometimes they like to give some other reasons as well. Who knows? Who knows really that after 5 years you're going to have a child or not? At the moment when you got married, at that time, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided that ability that you can have a child, and after that it's not written. You like to plan with your vision, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to have his own plan. We should not think that what we plan, that is going to be implemented as same as we like. No, it's not. Maybe you're going to be living without a child in all your life, and then you will wish to have a child, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to provide a child. That is why those first days of the marriage are best of the days to take benefits of the fruits of our life. But unfortunately, this is a su'izan. A child is going to be born in our house. He's going to be a problem. Who knows that he's going to be a problem? Really, that we were the child, we were the children of our parents, and did we create the problem for our parents? Maybe we have resolved many problems. Maybe sometime by birth of child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send his blessing, shower his blessing. Who knows what kind of child is going to born? Maybe a child is going to be born in this world who is going to be a scholar in the future. There is possibility a child is going to born with many of the fortunes with himself, many of the blessings. So we should not think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those cases with su'izan. So this is one category that we should not have su'izan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second category, it can be su'izan and suspicion about other people. Suspicion about other people. So this is the verse that it speaks about this category. That can we have suspicion about other people? So then within people, of course, there are various categories. There are people, those who are believer. There are people, those who are disbeliever. There are people, those who are hypocrites. Can we have same character with believer and disbeliever? No, it is not. Islam never said about that. It's been said that you should not have su'izan or suspicion within the believer. About disbeliever, then there are various other commandments that what we need to do, how we need to deal, how we need to treat, until we don't have yaqeen about the person. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. About a fasik, a corrupt person, then we need to set another criterion. That when they come with a news, then we need to first of all look at that with suspicion. And we need to do tafahus about that. We need to think twice about that before we accept. But unfortunately, we accept CNN more than anybody else. We accept Fox News more than any other news agency. We think that that is the most reliable source, but unfortunately it's not. So in the sense that when we like to look at suspicion within the people, then this verse, it speaks about mu'mineen. Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu ijtanibu kathiran min awwan. You should avoid having su'izan about your brother, not to be suspicious about your brother. Establish your relation with your other brothers with husnizan. Benefit of doubt. Believe me, many of our problems can be resolved with this principle of benefit of doubt. Give benefit of doubt. When you see anybody, when you start thinking about anybody, when you look at anybody's character or behavior at that time, if you give benefit of doubt, the problem is going to be solved. You just think that, of course, there's nothing wrong. He is not speaking about me. They are not having any bad view about me. But unfortunately, these suspicions sometimes go and be increased in our minds. And then a person will be having this disease, living with suspicious behavior, living with suspicious behavior. Many people, they live with suspicious behavior. And third category, inshallah, we'll speak about that next week as time has already passed, that is suspicion about ourselves. Can we have suspicion about ourselves? What should be our character? When we look at ourselves, our actions, our character, our behavior, should we have husnizan and always give benefit of doubt to ourselves, not to other people? Or should we give some sort of suspicion to ourselves? What is Islamic view about that? I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can be society of mu'mineen. We can establish a society of brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from all types of the social sins. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all those sins that we have committed in the past. May Allah make our final day with the faith and iman. May Allah raise us in the other world with the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna وعافنا واعفو عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعل من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, in the past week we had many activities that our center had successfully completed. General body meeting, election of new board members. That was a process that is completed. New board members are being elected. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give best of the opportunity to our new board members that they can serve the community. Also, we have had a commemoration of the birth of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and sixth Imam Jafar ibn Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. In this regard, we had combined procession with our Ahl Sunnah brothers and sisters, and this year our community has celebrated with the unity of our other brothers and sisters and standing with them shoulder to shoulder. And that was really a successful event that has given a message to the Houston community, and I hope that it is going to be a milestone for establishing an Islamic community in Houston, inshallah, in the future. And it will make us closer to one another, erase all those doubts that there are in the minds, inshallah. And in the past few days, because of the killing of Muslims, and especially our Shia brothers and sisters in Pakistan, and innocent people, or Zairin, a protest that was organized, and it was with a very short notice, within 3 to 4 hours, but or maybe less than that, and around 200 people got together. That shows that our community is aware, alhamdulillah, and they are active, and we can have many types of the events that can be in the short notice as well. There is a culture that is promoted over here. When you go to the schools and colleges, they would say to you that you have to plan ahead, and there cannot be anything with the short notice. So if you ask anybody, can we have meeting today, what is going to be reply? Reply is going to be, it's very short notice. Isn't that correct? So we try to implement this principle on everything. Not necessarily that every time we have to have meeting with long notice. Sometimes there can be with the short notice as well. There can be possibility. Some of the issues that have to be dealt immediately, and if there is a critical condition in those cases, then we are not going to give a long notice. So I have said in the past that if Imam Zaman comes, then if you are going to say that it's very short notice, I'm sorry. So we need to really think about that. The situation and development in the Pakistan, alhamdulillah, that was a good development. First of all, awareness of the people after this incident for Zaireen. In most of the countries, the main highways were being blocked by the people, and government was being completely in the circumstances that it could not ignore Shia community. And on other hand, our Sunni brothers and sisters, they have also came forward and they played a role. They were sitting with the Shia brothers and sisters, their ulama, they came, they attended those gatherings. And this shows that plot of enemies have been failed. They have a completely failure plan within Muslim countries. After their plots, Muslims have become awakened and they are aware of their issues, and day by day this unity is increasing, and that is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing this opportunity, and that is after the leadership of the present leader, with his awakening call to the Muslim Ummah continuously, his fatwa that he has given in the past years, and his insistence upon this unity. Today we can see that Muslim Ummah has awakened, and in all over the countries we can see that it is same kind of situation. Government has committed to the Pakistani community, and especially Shia community, that they will start their operation in Waziristan and in rest of the part of the country against the terrorists. So this is just a promise. I cannot say about anything about that until it's been implemented, because they promised many times. And our ulama also have threatened the government that if they do not implement their plan, then we will move towards Islamabad, and we will have a larger sit-in in Islamabad that will not let government to be function. So that is also a good sign that our ulama, they are working on their plan. Another thing that I would like to address, that is Syria peace plan. Unfortunately, it is called peace plan, or it is a so-called peace plan. At the moment, parties are being invited in Geneva, where they want to start another talks between two parties, government and opposition parties. But from the beginning, of course, the foundation that was being laid down, that was being laid down with the preconditions. So they wanted to set some preconditions and ask the Syrian government to commit with that, and other parties also to commit with that. They do not know, really they are dumb, still they are dumb in their political values at the moment. They do not know the situation in the other world is changed. They have to realize, Western governments, they have to realize that situation in the other world is changed. At the moment, situation is not the same as you were being doing in the past, as you were making everybody follow, and they were being dumb in the past, and they were just following your plots. At the moment, situation is that kind of situation. At the moment, they are aware of their issues. They are aware that how they have to deal with your plots. And they have seen you, they have seen your character and behavior, what kind of peace plan you have. First you support the Israel, and then you say that yes, we are going to have peace plan between Israel and Palestine. First you start giving all the funds to the Israel, that they can kill Palestinian, then you impose a kind of peace plan. So this is imposed peace plan. It is not a peace plan. This cannot be called any time a peace plan. So that is what the Syrian government at the moment has refused to participate, or there is possibility that a foreign minister has said that he would like to go back to the country and he would not like to participate in this kind of peace plan. Situation in Burma, brothers and sisters, as you probably in the past you have noticed that there was a genocide of the Burman Muslims by the Buddhists and with the support of the Burman government. That has started again. At the moment it's reported that more than 40 people that are being martyred. And these people, those who are being martyred, they wanted to flee the country. Unfortunately, they would like to leave the country, live somewhere else. There is whole area in Myanmar that is being evacuated either by the suppression and killing of people. They do not let people, they can settle in those areas. And that is another Israel. Burma is becoming another Israel where they are completely evacuating the areas and they are suppressing community in Myanmar. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give support to our brothers and sisters in Burma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen the communities wherever they are suppressed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them unity that they can stand against the suppression of the world. And I would like to ask all human rights organizations, and especially UNO, that they have to step up against that. And what is the matter that today we don't hear from human rights organizations? They don't speak about this Burma issue. If a bird dies from Western countries, then also they speak about that. If a Western dog dies somewhere, then also they speak about that, there will be headline. But when there are people, more than 40 people, they are being killed, and there is a complete suppression in the country, why these human rights organizations, they don't speak about that? I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can fulfill our responsibility regarding that. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.